When the popular World War II novel From Here to Eternity was first released in 1951, the subject of homosexuality in the military was taboo. A new version of the book, which comes out today, restores passages that were censored back then. And it's being published as an e-book by Open Road Media, which is banking its future on digital publishing. NPR's Lynn Neary has this profile of the company.
Open Road Media was co-founded by Jane Friedman, who had a long and illustrious career in what is now commonly referred to as the traditional publishing industry. Once the CEO of HarperCollins, one of the Big Six publishing companies, Friedman says she never looks back.
I am very happy not to be sitting as the CEO of HarperCollins right now, because as the CEO of a legacy publishing company, you are the CEO of basically two companies. One is physical, and one is digital.
And that, says Open Road Vice President Brendan Cahill, means that even as you need to compete digitally, you're burdened with the costs associated with an old way of doing business.
You have to have major warehouses. You have to have a fleet of salespeople. You have to have, if you're a Big Six publisher, a Midtown Manhattan office building that has a lot of overheads.
Freed of such encumbrances, Friedman saw an opportunity to create a new business model for publishing. Instead of hefty advances, Open Road offered writers or their estates a 50-50 cut of profits, more generous than the usual publishing deal.
It really seemed to me that once we could cut back on the enormous overheads of the traditional publishing companies, that we could share with the author in a very fair way. So we are really partners.
The company focused not on bestsellers, but rather the backlist, well-known books that have been around for a while. Aggressive marketing, says Friedman, was the key to bringing these books back to life.
My feeling was that if we could make those backlist books accessible, if we could bring those books back to the attention of the consumer, we would sell those books.
Friedman knew Open Road would get attention with a big catch, and she knew how to find and attract authors who might feel neglected by their traditional publishers. Early on, the company struck deals with the estates of such well-known writers as William Styron and Pat Conroy. It also signed on contemporary writers like Jack Higgins and Susan Minot. Kaylee Jones, the daughter of James Jones, who wrote From Here to Eternity, took notice and approached the company about her father's work.
They were thinking about the canon of American literature, about books, what they called dead tree books, or books that had no e-rights at all because they had been published before e-books even had been thought of and who had not been pursued by the publishers of these books.
Open Road backs its titles with an aggressive multi-platform marketing campaign, making creative use of the web, social media, and video. The company produces short documentaries to promote its authors. For one video about Pat Conroy's book, The Water is Wide, filmmakers interviewed some of the students Conroy had worked with as a teacher on South Carolina's Dufusky Island.
The things I remember most about Pat was that he wanted us to have more. He wanted us to realize that there was a world beyond Dufusky.
Kaylee Jones was impressed by the quality of these films, as well as their marketing potential.
They put out these clips on their site, which then have a life and go off, you know, into the internet like little sailboats going off into the world. I mean, they're marvelous. The interviews they did with, for example, Pat Conroy's former students are just heart-wrenching. And when I saw that, I said, you know, this makes sense.
Jones was even more impressed when Open Road agreed to restore passages that had been censored when From Here to Eternity was first published. Brendan Cahill says Open Road was eager to work with Kaylee Jones and experts on her father's work to identify the passages they wanted restored.
And many of these passages dealt with homosexuality in the military, obscene language, sex, politics, and political sentiments that at the time were very controversial. It's a really exciting thing to bring that back.
Open Road's early success in attracting some well-known authors to their digital fold has not escaped the notice of the publishing world.
The question is, in what directions will they evolve going forward? And we're all watching with eager anticipation.
Publishing consultant Lorraine Shanley says Open Road's strategy of stealing away backlist authors from their traditional publishing companies was a brilliant opening move. But, she says, those publishers aren't about to cede all that business to a digital upstart.
As time goes on, the larger publishers are horse trading a little bit more than they would have in the past. So it's going to be interesting to see a year or so from now whether it's going to be as easy to pick off some of those large authors as it has been.
But Open Road does have other strategies. The company has already started publishing its own e-originals, books that appear first in digital form. And says Jane Friedman, it is forming partnerships with smaller publishers who need their digital and marketing expertise.
There are 80,000 independent publishing companies in America alone. Most people, when they think about publishing, think about the big six. But there are a lot of publishing companies that cannot do the kind of marketing that is necessary because they can't afford the overhead.
So even if other publishers are jumping on the ebook bandwagon, Friedman is convinced that Open Road still has avenues to explore. And anyway, it will be a while before publishing's entire backlist is digitized. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.